Miller Lite, the official beer partner of your Philadelphia Phillies, is proud to serve as presenting sponsor of WIP's High Hopes Pod. So whether you're listening to the game, catching up on the latest High Hopes Pod, or at the ballpark, remember, it tastes like Miller time, Phillies fans. Celebrate responsibly.
Baseball is back, and BetMGM, official partner of Major League Baseball, is bringing the heat all season long. Step up to the plate all season with Swing for the Fences, the free-to-play game where every swing could score you rewards. We're talking parlay boost tokens, odds boost tokens, same-game parlay boost, and even bonus spins all season long. And the action doesn't stop there. Get more out of every at-bat with MLB same-game parlay boost. Stack your picks and boost your potential payout. Plus, lock in bigger value with MLB odds boost tokens and MLB parlay boost tokens all season long. More boosts, more swings, more chances to win. Download the BetMGM app and step up to the plate today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus and present in Ohio. Existing customer offer. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards payback and unrestricted withdrawable funds. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
All right, let's get to something important. And I need to go in... Dangerous. I'm going to apologize to our listeners before I do this, but we're going to go inside the mind of Jack Fritz.
Dangerous spot.
Yeah, I know. Prior to the double last night, Bryce Harper sitting in a hot 0 for 19.
0 for 20
since the whole Chuck thing.
Yeah.
You know, that you're like, you know, I mean, it's you. It's your show. You're a big part of it. You're the guy, the whole thing. Like,
someone said the face.
Yeah, I would say the face. Like, how much were you losing your mind? Like, take us inside this, like, because I know you very well, and I know that, like, you probably, like, were, like, sweating every time Bryce Harper came.
So, I'm going to be completely honest with you. I didn't really care.
What?
I promise you. I promise you I didn't care. Because, like, I just know he's going to be fine. Like,
okay.
All
right, good. Because this is very unlike you in this situation.
I know.
But you're right. That's a perfectly valid. It's like, oh, it's Bryce. It's fine.
Like, again, if I'm going to do the whole, if I can be the whole guy that can explain away pretty much everything with Kyle Schwarber. do you really think an 0 for 20 for Bryce Harper is going to shake this foundation?
It's a great point. Man.
Yeah, like I
really good point.
I could see why you were concerned.
I worry about you. I care about you.
Right, but there was nothing. I felt nothing.
I'm so happy to hear that.
That's a
growth mindset.
Thank you. Yeah, I've been working on it. I did want to make Chuck nervous for sure. Like I just wanted to start blaming him all the time.
Yeah,
because he does not handle that well at all.
It was pretty hilarious the way this all kind of like, it's like, of course.
For sure.
Of course,
and he shaves, like he's clearly thinking about it.
Yeah. I mean, that is funny. Do you remember a player ever who is more willing to just change his
everything?
Everything. The batting gloves thing, the facial hair, what he wears, the way he goes, like his freaking stance, like the whole thing. Like, I don't ever remember a player who, like, when they go through something, it's like more willing to just completely change like certain things about how they do baseball.
It's such a baseball thing to do.
Oh, of course it is.
It's like
Mr. Superstition.
Yeah. He's a real ball player.
He is. I'm just saying I don't ever remember anyone doing it as much as him.
Right. Well, what about me? Like I had my one shirt.
I don't see you play baseball. Oh, you're talking about him watching.
Yeah.
You're right. You do that.
That's my shirt.
You got your shirt. You got
it's
your
hot.
Spot. You got certain people you can watch with, certain people you can't watch with. That's a good point.
Yeah, I walk.
Okay. Yeah. Now that's a whole new
thing. Dude, by the way.
That's a whole new thing for the playoffs.
It is.
Walk has no playoff resume.
So, counterpoint.
Yeah.
Is that Jill got way more invested in the Phillies. Like, she was like, Jill never texts me at work about the Phillies. She just started texting me, like, during the, like, she's like, this is crazy. It's like, who is this? Did someone take your phone? Someone
like
in the house
this.
Right now?
So Walk's bringing the Phillies family in. Is
correct.
Like, he's like,
that's this. How I know he's my son. Is...
That's good.
Anyway. No, like, Jill was so invested in the playoff run last year, and I was like, this is awesome, but like, what's going on? And then this year, dude, like, so she'll try to get him to like sit there, and like, maybe she'll put like a nature thing on, like on YouTube, and he like loses interest. The second the Phillies are on, he's like doing this whole like moving his head around,
so that he can watch
the game.
This is so great.
And I'm just, I keep looking at Jill, and I'm like,
that's my boy.
Yeah, you see that?
My boy right there.
You see that? So
I know
he is
always my daughter because she's that psycho.
There's never been a kid more like their father than Zoe Saltzman.
I told you before, but like literally there have been times where like Zoe's like, you know, nonstop talking or whatever, and Emily will turn and go, James! And then she'll go, oh no. Like that, where she's like, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Like, because it is me.
Yeah, it's you.
Me.
So, but yeah, he's been gravitating towards the Phillies. So
love that.
So I'm not
I love that.
Yeah, he's good. He's a keeper.
But again, he hold up though. Him gravitating to Phils, loving Phils, that's cool and all, but that doesn't mean he's good luck.
For sure. No, yeah. I agree. But we watched the end of the game yesterday together, so they didn't blow it. That was good.
Matt Strom was really trying to blow it.
He was, for sure. But I'm not also really, if the games are at home, I'm not really going to be there.
That's true too. Yeah, we'll be at the stadium, so it's a good point.
It's basically just recreating last year.
I like this. It's good.
Don't worry. I'll figure it out.
I believe, buddy, I so believe in you.
Thank you.
I really do. All right. What else before we get to the take back? Bullpen. We haven't talked much bullpen lately. Where are you at with Alvarado? Strom, obviously. A lot of innings. You know, kind of where this pen is at. Kimbrel looked good. Not great. You know, a couple walks, but got through that last outing. But luckily, because of the way these games have played out, they've gotten in more rest over the last couple weeks, or last week or than prior.
And what Rob Thompson, I mean, I know in this... You can't wave the white flag. You gotta go for full nine innings and do your best to win. Dude, let Lorenzen just go out there and pitch six and then give the ball to Covey.
Was a no-brainer.
Yeah.
I did and Thompson's done it before, but in the 9-7 game, bring in Kimbrel in against the heart of the order in the eighth. Like, I do like that he still kind of stuff.
Speaking of that, it triggered something in my mind that I wanted to bring up. I appreciate wanting to go for wins. And I know that we have a lot of scar tissue with blowing games.
Oh, yeah. Where you at, Joe Girardi?
I just, like, you can let Kimbrel sit for a little bit longer before we're getting the jacket off, and it's like 5-1 with two outs.
Oh, I know. Like, I agree with that. No, I agree with that. Big time.
It happened in the 12-7 game.
It happened in the,
they started warming up with five.
That's why he blew the 300 home run game. I think that's why. I think at least part of it was warming up the night before.
Rob, you're a lot like everyone. I appreciate it. Like, you want to win the game, but like, we don't need to. Like, we need to save.
Yeah,
save Craig.
There are more important games coming.
If Strom blows a 5-0 lead with two more outs to play, yeah, I'd be shocked.
Yeah.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. TNCs apply.
As the U.S. men's national team takes center stage at a home World Cup, make sure you're listening to Call It What You Want, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network, where you can join me, I'm Jimmy Conrad, alongside Charlie Davies, Tony Miola, Marcelo Balboa, and Benny Feilhaber throughout this tournament for previews, instant reactions, and analysis of every U.S. match. Then all summer, we're back every Tuesday and Thursday, covering all things U.S. men's national team. Download and follow Call It What You Want on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
So, you know, the funny part about the bullpen is, like, just whenever I'm like, okay, this is a guy I can trust, they go out and have, like, a shaky outing. So, like, Hoffman yesterday, of course.
Of course. I know, you literally spent the whole last part being like, Jeff Hoffman,
might be a guy that we could turn into a high leverage.
In a big spot.
Yeah. So, I apologize in advance for what I'm about to say.
Oh, God.
But I would like to point out.
Should I turn your mic off?
I would like to point out that, and no, the eye test does not totally back this up. But in his last 14 appearances, Sir Anthony Dominguez has only allowed one run. I'm sorry.
It is weird. I actually knew the numbers. He's actually like...
Dude, his ERA is 3.6.
Yeah. If you go back to... Remember he had those couple rough outings to start the season? Like, if you go back and take those outings out, I think it's like April 17th or something. I saw this on Twitter. Someone put out like April 17th on. It's like 2.6 or something like that. 2.7 or something.
Does not feel that way.
At all.
And probably because he's not striking guys out.
Yeah, and it's just eye test. Like, it doesn't look quite as nasty. Like, yes. It doesn't look quite as unhittable.
I think Alvarado's getting back to that, though.
That was a big spot for him to get that save, and obviously the excitement.
Dude, it was...
What a celebrate. I mean, the guy, just his ability just...
Well, he's the best.
The best.
It was so exactly like game one of the NLCS.
Yes! That's a great call by you.
There's been so many games this year that have felt like the playoffs last year.
Yeah.
Just sickening. It's like I've felt this before.
I know.
That's what I felt watching them. I was like,
well, the McCormick catch was the one we just had with
I know. And there was
whoever that was.
I forget. But the ninth and on Monday, again, pretty surprised they won. It was trending towards a just a hot, an 8-1 lead and them losing in September. It was like, been here before.
Well, that was the one. Yeah, them winning that game. You're right. Them winning that game was kind of like, okay,
maybe this team's different. They didn't blow an 8-1 lead
and
in September.
Then they come out and lose 8-0.
Right? 7-0.
That's our squad.
But yeah, so the bullpen, like, I think Alvarado's on his way back. I'm glad Kimbrel's had a couple days off here. Strom, I think, is mostly fine. It's just the one thing about the bullpen is that I don't know who you can turn to. Like, sure, they could go out and be great, but it's not like he's going to be great.
I agree.
You know what I mean? So that's a big difference with the bullpens. Like, Strom can go out and be great, or he can go out and walk the ballpark. I mean, Gregory Soto's the ultimate example of this.
He's the king of it. I mean, he is as high and low end as, like...
Dude, there's innings where he's done in 7 pitches. I've missed 3 Gregory Soto innings because they've gone so fast at some points this year.
Yeah, and sometimes the stuff, you're just like, wow, dude, like, you are nasty. You have stuff.
He could be so good.
Yeah, I mean, he has, like, stuff with a capital S.
Yes.
Like, yeah.
He could be good. He's just not.
Yeah, and you can't trust him now at this point. But
well, yeah. and now the big thing that's starting to come around is, and I'm happy we're having the conversation, but, like, do you try to bring up Orion Kerkering for the last, like...
Well, you know where we stand on this.
Last little month. And
you know where we stand on
see
this.
See what we got.
Let's
I mean, there was a prospect guy that I think is one of the smarter ones out there. And he said, best slider in the minors.
Whoa.
Which is...
At his age, too? Wow.
Well, it's not... I mean, he's a pitcher.
There is level or whatever.
Yes.
Sorry, level, I should say. Yes.
Best slider in
wow.
Major League Baseball.
Wow.
Our guy.
That's pretty awesome.
So I'm just... I think it's... like, do you want to bring him up for, like, the Covey role? No. Do you bring him up instead of Bilotti? Would you rather... Like, that's the question.
Yeah, I'd rather take a shot. Why not? At least see what you got, the upside of it.
Yeah. So it probably... I think the only way they would do it is if someone got hurt in the last little bit here. Like, I don't think they'd bring Brogdon back up. I don't think, like, it's pretty much if someone goes down, it feels like Kerkering's getting the call.
Buddy.
That'd be fun. It'd be fun.
Let's go. All right. Last thing before the take bag, I just would like to, as a pod that, you know, is a fan of bits and has done bits, has appreciated bits.
And now the Phillies are also bits.
Well, the fits, that's what I'm going for, is that this whole Phillies bits thing, it's been, like, it's another one. Like, the road JT thing is like
all time.
What are we doing here? And the dude's a stud again. It's like the homer he hit in Milwaukee was like a freaking tank shot to center. I was like, who is this guy? Where did he come from? It is hilarious. It is a hilarious bit.
Yeah, I again, in a team full of bits, it's what they are.
It's what they are. It is the bit team.
The starting staff, the losing games, they hit big home runs. Road JT. Leadoff Schwarbs is actually
kind
of a bit.
And a good bit.
It's remarkable. It's just absolutely remarkable.
If there was ever a team for this pod, we found it.
We found it.
What a beautiful
dude. He's like, he is an MVP candidate.
He's got like a 950 OPS
on
the road.
Higher.
It might be higher. It might be. I was guessing. No, he was 931 during the road trip. He's been awesome.
And he's in the low 600s at home.
So he's over 600 because he was in the 500s.
Yeah, he's over 600 at home.
God.